Welcome to An Honorable Profession, a podcast giving America hope since 2018. I'm Ryan Coonerty. Along with Debbie Cox Bolton of The New Deal, I'm lucky enough to be your co-host. An Honorable Profession is a New Deal Leaders podcast. The New Deal is an organization that supports the next generation of American leaders. From attorneys generals, to state senators, to mayors, to school board members, these are the people that are pushing policies and politics that will respond to climate change, rebuild our economy, address racial injustice, and restore our democracy. These are incredibly talented people who have dedicated themselves to public service when their country and their communities needed it the most. Check out newdealleaders.org to see what I'm talking about.
In this special bonus episode of An Honorable Profession, I sit down with longtime New Dealer, Arizona Corporations Commissioner Anna Tovar, to discuss last week's bombshell state Supreme Court ruling to resurrect an 1864 near-total abortion ban. As former mayor and state legislator and a current statewide office holder, Commissioner Tovar gives us an on-the-ground report of the ruling and the fallout in Arizona, including the decision by an extreme Republican-led state legislature to block the repeal of this draconian law. We also discuss recent polling conducted by New Deal that shows a strong majority of Arizonans say that government should protect reproductive rights and, by a large margin, believe that Democrats, more than Republicans, are working to protect freedoms that are important to them. We talk about what all this will mean for Arizona's upcoming primary and general election, including a potential ballot measure to enshrine abortion rights into state law and the fate of two Supreme Court justices who will be on the ballot. Be sure to stay to the end to hear Commissioner's great advice about how you can help, whether you're in Arizona or not. For more information on our polling, head to www.newdealleaders.org and be sure to tune into Anna's last appearance on An Honorable Profession from August of 2020 to learn more about her and her path to elected office. I hope you enjoy. All right, Anna Tovar, welcome to a very special edition of An Honorable Profession.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for having me.
Really glad to see you here, Anna. We felt like with the shocking and seismic news coming out of Arizona this week with the abortion ban, really happy to have you with us just to talk us through it and maybe give us a little bit of explanation about kind of what's happening on the ground. So I thought maybe I'd start with just, I know that most of our listeners are probably familiar with what happened, that your Supreme Court reverting back to an 1860s law on the books that really is basically a near total abortion ban in your state. I think that's important to know. There's also provisions in there that would allow prosecution of abortion providers, I believe. Is there anything else just in terms of what's in the legislation or in the law that our listeners should know?
I think you stated it correctly in regards to, you know, it was established before our state was even a state, before women were allowed to vote here in Arizona. So it is, I would say, one of the worst laws right now currently in the United States in dealing with abortion.
There seems to be a little bit of confusion about when it goes into effect. I was curious about that. Do you know when that happens?
So currently, I would say both sides are looking into it. But right now, there's a 14-day pause since it was passed so that a court could review it. So during that time, we're hopeful that the legislature could actually repeal the law. And what we saw yesterday at the Arizona State Legislature was a debacle again, where the Republicans doubled down on the law, tabling the motion to repeal the law, which you've seen probably in the media. You've had, you know, quite a few Republicans that were saying, you know, this law goes too far, but intentionally, you know, it's their way of doubling down in regards to wanting this law to be in place. So yesterday, what you saw on the Arizona House floor, again, were shenanigans in regarding, you know, women's health, women's freedom, and their choice to choose for themselves. So it was, again, another tarnished day for Arizona because they had the easy solution on the table. And by the way, that, you know, the repeal for this law, there's been many legislators, whether in the House or the Senate, that have dropped it every single year. So they've had ample opportunity to repeal this bill. Yesterday, again, all eyes on Arizona to see, you know, if the rubber met the road in regards to them really wanting to do something. And again, it was a disappointment and another sad day for Arizona.
I want to dive into that a lot, but one other question just that I was curious about, it seemed like it was a surprise decision, maybe just from being outside Arizona. Were people watching this in Arizona? Were people surprised at what they did, or were they surprised that it happened at all, that it was even being debated?
The court decision for me was not a surprise. I mean, when you look at our Arizona Supreme Court, our previous governor, Governor Doug Ducey, you know, stacked the court, actually expanded the Supreme Court and added on, you know, his preferred members. So when you look at the court's makeup, there's 5 out of the 7 are currently, of course, the last Republican governor appointed those 5. For me, it definitely wasn't a shock. And I think for many in Arizona, it wasn't. This, I would say, has been a plan all along for Republicans in regards for this law to go into effect. It made national news. And of course, where Arizona finds itself at the, you know, epicenter of this earthquake politically, you know, from state and also federally. I mean, you hear about now, you know, the president and, you know, Donald Trump talking about this issue. You're hearing about, you know, the vice president will be here tomorrow in Arizona, which we're very thankful for. And she was able to touch base with our governor yesterday and a few mayors. And so, you know, she'll be on the ground tomorrow and making sure that, you know, we receive resources and people that absolutely want to help Arizona, you know, come help us here. We do actually have an abortion ballot where, you know, voters in Arizona will get to decide once and for all a constitutional amendment to our state's constitution for their freedom. And I know just like in other states that have happened across the nation, we're hopeful that it passes and that people are able to voice, you know, their vote and to be heard.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to just underscore what you said about the legislature. I mean, so, you know, I just find it heartbreaking, I guess is a good word, you know, that you've got all these Republicans who've come out, most probably from a national perspective, Carrie Lake coming out and saying, oh, this has gone too far. This is crazy. Only 2 years ago, talking about how much she supported this idea. So it really does feel so duplicitous of this idea that like, we're going to, you know, say one thing and then absolutely do another. We're going to adjourn or go into recess in the legislature and not take it up when we absolutely could have and repealed it right there. Do you think voters are paying attention in Arizona? Do you think that they understand that kind of hypocrisy that's happening on the other side?
I would say, you know, those that follow politics most likely do. But I would say for the vast majority of Arizonans that, you know, they struggle day in and day out to make ends meet. They're probably working 2 jobs. They're taking care of their families. And the last thing they want to do is watch the nightly news, you know, to get depressed. So that's where I see our hard work, where we need to roll up our sleeves in Arizona, all the stakeholders, our nonprofits, in making sure that we're outreaching to the most, you know, vulnerable communities that this will affect if they don't go out and vote. So I think we have our work cut out for us. There, you know, we can't just rest on our laurels and figure that, oh, people will go out and vote for this because they know about it. You know, being in politics for about 20 years and running, you know, campaign races, you never take anything for granted. I mean, it's just a role I find that you have to take very seriously, whether that's going door to door, whether that's, you know, having neighborhood meetings in regards to educating, advocating, you know, and letting people know, hey, share your story. Your story means a lot, you know, not only to your family, but to your friends, your coworkers. And making sure that, you know, they're actually, you know, advocating as well, too, once they get empowered and ready to go. So, I mean, we definitely have a lot of work to do. You know, what is great is that right now we have the momentum to go out and spread, you know, the word of how much is going to be needed to put the number one, the measure on the ballot. Right now, you know, many groups, including Planned Parenthood, that are doing an amazing job in regards to getting enough signatures to make it on the ballot. They have surpassed what is required. But again, you know, when all eyes are on Arizona, we want to make sure that there's enough cushion in regards, because we know that, you know, this will be challenged in court with signature validation. So we want to make sure all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed in making sure that, you know, this abortion measure gets on the November ballot.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like there's really, to your point, an opportunity. I mean, the ballot measure, of course, as you kind of alluded to, a lot of states where people did not think that would happen, like Kentucky and Kansas and Virginia, you know, people had their voices heard and were able to either beat back or promote, you know, or to pass legislation to protect women's health and reproductive rights. So I think that that's really heartening. I mean, the thing that just fascinates me, Anna, is like Arizona, everyone thinks of Arizona as this battleground state. You all had a super interesting 2022 where you won a bunch of statewide races for governor, attorney general. I think the attorney general was the closest in the country. Our friend, New Deal leader, Adrian Fonte, secretary of state. And we're in Arizona this week which was a long planned event for our New Deal Forum Ideas Summit. And we have a poll coming out that the New Deal did today, which talks about how people feel about things like freedom. And in that poll, we asked people which party you most associated with freedom. And I just wanted to share that with you because it's super interesting to me that from the general population, Dems had a little advantage, 35-33. But in Arizona, those numbers were 42 associated freedom with the Democrats and 27 with Republicans. And in the Latino Arizona population, it was 40-28. So that number really stood out to me. And it feels to me like that's kind of played out in the 2022 elections, where freedom was probably about a lot of things, but including democracy in Arizona, right? Because you've been kind of the epicenter of the big lie and on all of that. But when you look ahead at how much freedom is going to affect people's vote, again, off the charts, 85% of the general population nationally said it was going to be important, somewhat or a lot important. Arizona was 88%, and within Latinos in Arizona, it was 92%. So that feels like you do have this opportunity. And when it comes to choice specifically, we asked a question, and again, we were in the field right before the decision, but we asked people, should government protect reproductive rights? And the general population across the country was 68%. Arizona, it was 62%. And within Latino and Hispanic populations in Arizona, it was 65%. So that to me just kind of adds up. First of all, does that sound right to you? You're in Arizona. Do those numbers sound right?
No, absolutely. I would say the vast majority of Arizonans, and we've done, studies here as well too, and surveys, and time and time again, it is the vast majority of Arizonans, of political parties, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, and crosses all cultures and, backgrounds as well too, that they definitely want government to stay out of their business and not allowing politicians nor court judges to decide when or if they ever start a family. I mean, that's a decision that should be made by, the woman and her family in regards to that, personal decision. There shouldn't be, politics be put in the way of that at all. So, I mean, what I heard from you in regards to those numbers, for me, they're spot on, especially in regards to the Latino community as well, too. I mean, and they definitely want, freedom. And as you mentioned, it's not only the past, election that our democracy was at stake. We now, 2 years, we're in the same spot in regards to our democracy still being, on the verge of being lost. I mean, so there's so much riding on this 2024 election. And, I'm encouraging everyone to have their voices heard. I mean, there's so many times where I've heard constituents saying, oh, I didn't vote. I missed it. And right now we can't take anything for granted in Arizona from President Biden all the way down to our school board level. We can't take anything for granted, and we're going to need every vote because every vote does count. Another thing I want to mention in regards to the two judges, there are two Supreme Court judges in Arizona that will be up on the ballot this election cycle. Those two, again, put this, 160-year-old ban on abortion in effect. So again, this is another opportunity for Arizonans to have their voices heard by removing two possible Supreme Court, judges. So we have our work cut out for us in Arizona, but I'm faithful and I'm hopeful that we can accomplish what we need to grab our democracy in our hands and also our freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought up the judges. I was going to ask you about that because it's an interesting way you do it, right? They're up for retention, I think you call it, right? And if they are not retained, then the governor, of course, Democrat Katie Hobbs, would appoint two judges to the Supreme Court. So it's not a choice between people. It's either yes or no on those two. And then if they're booted, you get two new ones, which is a super interesting process.
Yes. And it's been done before in Arizona. It's been about 25 years since we've removed a Supreme Court judge. So it's possible. And I think there is momentum on our side now. Of course, it takes us educating and advocating, empowering our voters, to be ready when they enter that you know, ballot box or when they're doing it at home at their leisure as well, too. So I'm very much optimistic.
Yeah. And there's another thing that people, I'm sure, will have their eye on. You are, of course, a statewide office holder now, but you were in the legislature before and a mayor. But from the legislator, it's much closer than people might understand, right? You have is it a one vote majority in both houses right now?
You're exactly correct. Yes.
So could you flip these given, you know, how much this is probably going to drive people out and concern people?
Oh, absolutely. There are some amazing women that are up, you know, that made the ballot to take on, you know, in competitive districts where, you know, right now, currently there, you know, are Republicans holding that seat. But you have the opportunity to flip it, and all it takes, like you said, is one or maybe two, and we take the majority in one or maybe both of the houses. So that's another opportunity as well, too, you know, for voters in their districts, you know, to support women, support those that want, you know, to save democracy, that want to make sure that your freedom is in your own hands and not the hands of politicians or judges. And these are amazing women that are running. I mean, they're former school teachers, you know, they're willing to go and run. And it's not something that is easy, but I mean, they're making the choice of saying, hey, I want to make sure that I'm advocating for my community and my district. So, you know, that brings just so much hope for me. And these are amazing women that are running. So I can't wait. I wish right now we can fast forward to November and see, you know, what happens. But again, there's a lot of work to do. And that's what we plan on doing right now, day in and day out until November 4th.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're talking politics. And I was going to say, I think I want to get their name right. The Arizona Agenda, I saw, which is a local Arizona news source. Their headline yesterday was April 9th, the day that Arizona turned blue. I thought that was, you know, kind of captured what seems like this opportunity. Of course, to your point, you know, while there may be an opportunity for Democrats, because, you know, what's been going on for a long time, which is to try to pass these kinds of things, just kind of got blown out into the light for everybody to see, right? That, you know, this is not new. This is something that the MAGA Republicans and some of the extremists in your legislature have been trying to do for a long time. But hopefully with shining a light on it, there'll be political consequences for that. But I guess I do have another kind of question just about kind of what's next. Because you had the Democrats win the governorship, the attorney general race, I mean, are there, of course, this is, you know, when this goes in effect, this is going to immediately put women's lives in, you know, harm's way. I mean, it's a draconian, terrible, terrible law. So what do you think happens kind of in the short run for people's understanding? Are there appeals? Are there things that the governor, the attorney general said she wouldn't prosecute? Like, what happens on the ground in terms of women's health, do you think?
Well, I would say first and foremost, you know, the governors will be calling a special session if this doesn't get resolved quickly in regards to repealing the ban. But, you know, if they do repeal this, you know, 1864 law, it goes back to a 15-week abortion ban. So again, that is something that we need to overcome as well, too, because in my opinion, you know, that in itself is extreme as well, too. I mean, written into that 15-week abortion ban is language in regards to the 1864 law too, that it couldn't be repealed. So you see yourself in the same conundrum. If we do repeal the 1864, it goes back to the 15-week abortion ban, which includes language that the 1864 bill couldn't be repealed. And again, this was all drafted many years ago to bring us to where we are today. So the ultimate solution would be to, you know, have the abortion measure on the ballot, allow Arizonans to take a vote on it once and for all, hopefully change our state constitution to allow women the freedom and their own choice to do whatever they need to with their bodies. And of course, that's a decision that should be made by them, not politicians or court judges. In the meantime, we have Attorney General Chris Mays, of course, that won by the slimmest of measures in regards to, you know, the poverty in the entire country. And, you know, now there's many blessings of saying, like, wow, you know, we're in this situation. And thank goodness she is our attorney general. She's come out, you know, very promptly on the same day and very, you know, just firm on her words that she will not be prosecuting, you know, any of the doctors or patients. I mean, you name it. She's made that line in the sand very clear. where now you have county judges that are saying they will take that role of prosecuting. So there is another issue that we're going to have to go through during this time from now until November of what can be done. So I imagine there'll be challenges to that as well, too. You know, the governor has also stated she will do everything in her power in regards to making sure that we are here in support of women's freedom. And this is something that the governor has been very familiar with. This has been one of her key issues as a legislator. I mean, she is a social worker by trade. This has been one that she has armed herself in the House and the Senate when she served on leadership. So she's very experienced, very passionate in wanting to make sure that women have the choice, you know, to make by themselves. And so she'll be advocating and doing everything possible that she can as well, too. It's just, you know, frustrating to see that we're, you know, in April now, and maybe a solution doesn't come until November. So that means the outreach for women within nonprofit groups, so that if there are women whose lives are in jeopardy or they're choosing to have an abortion, then we need to get them help to go to another state, such as, you know, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico. And that's feasible and possible, but it is going to take a lot of work in making sure that we have those resources available for women when they need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's just listening to you talk about this whole thing, it's just hammering home in my head that elections matter, right? Elections have consequences. And so, I mean, that is really what the lesson is here. If you know, they're going to devolve it down to county judges. Well, you know, those county judges need to be people who are going to protect women's rights. So it matters so much. And that, I think that's such an important message heading into November. Maybe I'll just finish with Anna, both two questions, you know, kind of if you're in Arizona, obviously the referendum is a big deal, but what would you say to Arizona voters and people who care about this? What should they be doing? And then secondly, what's your message to our listeners nationally that they should either learn or how can they help?
Yes. Well, I would say for Arizona voters, I would have three things for them to do. Number one, register to vote if you're not registered. Two, double check in making sure that, you know, your address is correct, that if you want a ballot be mailed to you, that you have that luxury of voting at your convenience in your own home. So making sure that you're ready for the elections that are coming at the end of July for primary as well, too, so that you're ready in November. Two, I would say sign the petition that is out right now for the Arizona Abortion Access Ballot Measure, making sure that your voices are heard. And again, three, study who is going to be on the Supreme Court justices that are up. There are going to be two, so you'll be able to have that information ready to go. Three would be making sure that you volunteer. I mean, there's many organizations such as Emily's List, Planned Parenthood. There's so many nonprofits right now that are making sure that they're out there advocating into communities, and especially those, if you speak Spanish and you're able to go into our Latino neighborhoods to speak in a native language, if you're indigenous or able to speak, you know, Navajo in the Navajo Nation and educate and advocate, I think those are really important. So if you have any extra spare time, you know, check and see when you can volunteer. And if it's 2 hours or 20 hours, every single hour is going to count. Because as you mentioned, you know, their elections matter, and it's going to come down to the wire in Arizona. So that would be my hope for Arizonans. For those outside of our state, we need your help. We absolutely need your help. That is by funding, you know, great organizations that are here that are have boots on the ground. That is also as well, too, within our presidential campaign and helping President Biden and Vice President Harris get reelected. We know that it all starts at the top in making sure that there isn't a federal ban on abortion, because we know that if Trump were to get elected, you know, he's changed his mind on abortion 13 times in the past, you know, 5 years. So, you know, we need to make sure that we hold and keep President Biden and Vice President Harris at the helm, because they're here that are going to represent us in 2024, and they're not going to be representing us in 1864. So that is absolutely critical that we start from the very top all the way down to the bottom. As you mentioned, we have, you know, our prosecutors, you know, at the county level, and we have school board issues, you know, at the very local level, and our council, city councils as well, too. So this is, I would say, you know, a very important critical race that is going to be coming to Arizona. We need all the help that we can get to make sure that Arizona stays purple and hopefully blue and we turn blue. So, you know, I also want to mention in regards to, you know, we're up for a U.S. senator as well, too. I'm supporting Ruben Gallego. He has definitely been endorsed by Planned Parenthood in making sure that, you know, he stays firm in representing all Arizonans, especially our freedom and our democracy. So, you know, we have a lot of critical races that can determine our democracy here in Arizona and our freedoms as well, too. But I'm optimistic because we have so many amazing candidates that could take us to that next level here in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Anna. Those are great suggestions on how people just not only in Arizona, but across the country can get involved. So you're a really fantastic spokesperson for this and really appreciate you and for the consequences and what we all need to do in the wake of this ruling. So thanks for coming on and kind of explaining it to us. And we are going to do everything we can to make sure that we do not go backwards in November in Arizona and across the country. So really appreciate your time in this important time. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll welcome you to Arizona in a few days.
Love it. Thank you.
An Honorable Profession is a New Deal Leaders podcast. Thanks to the team at New Deal for producing this episode. We encourage you to bring honor to public service, and because we keep things honorable, no tax dollars are used in the making of this podcast.